My Life Today, May 5, Cleanliness, Keeping Physically Fit. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Scrupulous cleanliness is essential to both physical and mental health. Impurities are constantly thrown off from the body through the skin. Its millions of pores are quickly clogged unless kept clean by frequent bathing, and the impurities which should pass off through the skin become an additional burden to the other eliminating organs. A bath, properly taken, fortifies against cold because it improves the circulation. The blood is brought to the surface, and a more easy and regular flow is obtained. The mind and the body are alike invigorated. The muscles become more flexible, the intellect is made brighter. The bath is a soother of the nerves. Teach the little ones that God is not pleased to see them with unclean bodies and untidy, torn garments. Having the clothing neat and clean will be one means of keeping the thoughts pure and sweet. Especially should every article which comes in contact with the skin be kept clean. Truth never places her delicate feet in a path of uncleanness or impurity. He who was so particular that the children of Israel should cherish habits of cleanliness will not sanction any impurity in the homes of his people today. God looks with disfavor on uncleanness of any kind. Unclean, neglected corners in the house will tend to make impure, neglected corners in the soul. Perfect cleanliness, plenty of sunlight, careful attention to sanitation in every detail of the home life are essential to freedom from disease and to the cheerfulness and vigor of the inmates of the home. Heaven is pure and holy, and those who pass through the gates of the city of God must here be clothed with inward and outward purity.